The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 3018 of the BFO for Monday the 26th of August 2019. Y'all, this is part one of three of the little show from Nolens. I'm playing it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday because I'm over in Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty, we can't wait to hear it. Hi, everyone. Hi. Hi. All right, y'all, before we get into the silliness of all of this, you know, this Pride 48, we have a new mascot, and it's Mags, our purple unicorn, and he is named that because of a dear podcaster who we lost this year, who was Mags, and he did chaotic ravings and was just the most kind-hearted guy you'd ever want to meet. And he came to Pride 48, and Mags was one of those folks that it really took a lot. In my opinion, it really took a lot for him to come. I think the first year he came with his dad, Adam. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. And this was a good group for him, and he listened to a lot of shows and. Told a lot about his life. Is it furry? And I don't know what he dressed up like. Hopefully it was better than Taylor. But anyway, I'm sorry, Taylor. Oh, I've got another. Wait a minute. I had one over there too. Thank you, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me, Chris. Oh, thank you, Chris. Normally, I have to wave my sign, Big Fatty Needs a Cocktail. You know, it's pre-printed. It just comes with me every year. Chris, is that the second or third one? No, Gavin bought me the second one, and Chris bought me the first and the third. He's trying to make up for not being here Sunday for but first. But anyway, back to Mags. And Mags was just, y'all, one of my favorite memories of Mags is we were getting ready to have the underwear party, and he says, okay, well, I'll see y'all later. And we go, what do you mean? Where are you going? He goes, no, I don't think I can do this. I said, absolutely you can. That's what this is all about, is you're going to sit here in your underwear, and we're just going to continue having a good conversation and have fun. And y'all, he grabbed his balls and he sat there in his underwear and we had a good time. And anyway, we were all saddened by his death. And y'all, I've got hit. Y'all, let's see, when was this? This was the 4th of March. I get a card from his mother, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm okay. Here we go. And I'm like, why me? You know. And I just want to read it to you. I read it on my show when I got it, but a lot of folks may not have heard it. But I just thought I'd read it to you right now. And could someone get Nessa a Kleenex, please? Okay. Okay. And it says, perhaps you saw someone post this online, but if not, we wanted you to know that our dear son, Matthew, his real name was Matthew, was killed in a car accident on February the 4th. He so enjoyed your podcast and meeting you in Vegas. Please keep him in your thoughts. He smiled every time he spoke of you, Steve and Mickey Ullman. And y'all, you talk about cutting onions. That's what I do. And y'all, and she included, here's a picture of Mags right here. If you don't know Mags, I'll put this up by the card that we, y'all, for those in the chat room and listening, we've got a card that we're sending to Mags's family, and it basically says thank you for sharing Mags with the Pride 48 family. And I'll put it's his obituary and all here if you want to read a little bit more about Mags and you don't know that. But y'all, I just thought that was just incredibly, incredibly sweet of her to do that. And I just, and it gets back to, you know, a lot of what we do is just silliness and what we think is boring, and, you know, why the hell would anyone want to listen to this crap? And the thing is, people do, and it really does mean something. You know, you don't know who's listening, and it really does mean something to folks. And you may have, you know, they may be having a bad day. I think DJ Ron made me cut onions one time when Ron, if I've got this wrong, and I don't see Ron right now, but I think when his partner, first partner, passed away, he says, you were the one bit of sanity, God, the one bit of sanity that I had, you know, when I was with him in his last days. And just know that you touch people the way you don't.
Big fatty, you mean inappropriate touch?
Well, that too, but anyway, but you never know how you're going to touch people. And I guess is the old fart of this group now that Vera's dead. I mean, that Vera's show isn't with us anymore. You don't know how you're gonna. Well, I'm sorry, Gary's here, but he's watching porn. But anyway, y'all, did you hear that Gary Bearden has 28,000 porn titles? Y'all. He must have had a 34 foot dick, and it's down to 6 inches now. And you know, I mean, my God, Gary, I mean, is it raw all the time? Is it scabbed? Is it calloused? Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, so back to Mags. How appropriate that we all come back around. So anyway, when we were coming up with a logo this year, and we came up with this purple unicorn, and we were going, well, is this going to be our mascot, or is it just our logo? I said, well, why don't we call it Mags? Because we wanted to do something for Mag, to remember Mags, and the fact that he was a furry and love Pride 48, and we thought, you know, what better way? And I have to give props to Toppy Smelly. I see he's in the chat room now. That he kind of put the bug in my ear about this. And Toppy, thank you for getting that wheel rolling or whatever. Oh, there's DJ Ron. So I was just telling how I evidently kept you sane. I was the one bit of sanity in your life when you were going through your ex's. Okay. I was wrong. I tried to make myself into something I wasn't. Anyway, but anyway, you just never know how you're gonna touch people. And do what? That's what he said, right? Anne is evidently drunk and just talking to somebody. I don't know who she's talking to. She's just sitting there. She's sitting there by Cheryl going, that's what she said. And I went, okay. Huh? It used to be a joke? That's what she said?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that was Christian and Brian. Yes. And excuse me. You know, Nessa, it's a podcast. You really ought to come up to it. Y'all, if you're going to say something, except for Anne, I'd like for Anne to remain far away. If you want to say, wait a minute, come up to that microphone. Go up to that one right there, Nessa.
I want that one.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't have everything you want.
Lies. I can have whatever I want.
Okay, Kyle, would you come and sit on Nessa's face? Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
I already came. I need another
hour. She didn't want you to come.
She does.
Oh, you're right, I don't.
I'm a lady, I swallow.
So does Kyle. Oh my God, you're twinsies.
We're both bottoms, so we're just going to bump butts together or whatever bottoms do.
Kyle, you do not know she's a bottom.
Well, kinda.
By the way, one of the passwords was scissor. Okay.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We should really show what the other unless we play next year anyway. But one of them was scissor.
That's what she said was a show.
Okay. And who was on that?
Christian, Brian, and Frank.
And they were out of. And Kyle's backing up while he can get away from you. Okay. But anyway, and they were in L.A. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well now Brian lives in Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know where Frank lives anymore. Christian lives in L.A. I still talk to him on occasion.
On Scruff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Except they're all big old bottoms, so.
Okay. All right, so I've got, okay. All right, a couple of bits of business here. Bill, number one fan, can you come up here, please? Bill is my number one fan, Bill Thompson. Bill, I've got your Christmas card here. I didn't want to have to re-stamp it and waste a stamp again. Come and look and see if I fucked up the address. I probably did. Did I fuck up the address? I think I did.
No, that's it.
That's the address. Well, okay, so I didn't fuck it up, but it came back.
No, that's your problem.
Okay. Right, but there's your Christmas card from last year. Okay, would you like to, okay, you could, anyway, so y'all, believe it or not, I didn't fuck it up, I can't believe it. So anyway, and Baron Frosty's over there going, oh my God, I can't believe he didn't fuck something up, okay. So, aw, would you like to show everybody who didn't get one?
I love the Christmas card.
Okay, and y'all, you know, this year, and there's a sentimental note on the back just for you and Craig. So, you know, you don't need to, you know, anyway, y'all, you know, I was going to stop this shit at,
Hey, it's not too late.
All right. I was going to stop this shit at episode 3000. And I said, you know, if we raise $3,000 for Pride 48 in June, then I will continue. But I didn't give a whole lot of clues as to what we were going to do, what I was going to do. But now I'm going to reveal what I'm going to do. Now, over the years on the BFO, there are parts of my show that are very essential parts of my show, and that's my coupon savings at the Von's East. Huh? And the ending. Oh, thank God it's over, right? And my voice letters. And I used to do a little ta-da, you know, when every 100 voice letters. And I stopped that a while back, and I had, you know, well, I have that too, but I can't. That's not going to be. Y'all, we're counting numbers as to how many more shows I'm going to do, and I'm not doing that many. But anyway, y'all, what you're going to do, the audience here in New Orleans is going to determine how many more shows I am going to do. Okay, and you're going to vote. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you how this is. Do I hear Granny cackling back there? Okay. Y'all, you're either going to vote on one of three things, okay? And I'm going to ask the Laughing Buddha to come and distribute these ballots, and I'd like for everyone to circle their choice, okay? And it's going to be the number above, so whatever the number is, I'm going to subtract 3,000, okay, because I've already done 3,000 shows, all right? So it's either going to be the amount of money I have saved at the Von's East minus $3,000 since 2011. Okay, so it's 8 years of coupon savings, or it's the number of voice letters that I have gotten minus 3,000 total. So if I had gotten 7,000 voice letters, then the extra number of shows I would do would be 4,000. Okay, or it's the total amount of donations raised by the end of this weekend, minus the 3,600 that we got in June. Okay, so it's starting. So it's starting this weekend. What did he say? Oh, well, you know, here, read it to him, okay? I'm sorry.
It's all about accessibility.
Well, he's been given a ballot. Y'all access him. So y'all find a pen and circle, and I can tell you, all of these will be, so, you know, if we raise $500 by Sunday night, then it'll be, I'll guarantee, 500 more episodes, all right? If we raise $1,200, it's 1,200 more episodes. Okay. If I had 7,000 voice letters minus 3,000, it'd be 4,000 more episodes, or the coupon savings it's since 2011. It's what I've announced on the show. I'm not going to tell you. That's why, but I will tell you what we'll announce all three of those numbers by the end of the weekend. Okay, so anyway, yes, we have Gay Country. Yes,
so I'm just really glad that Straight Dan can't do anything with the coupon savings thing because he won't be able to create a spreadsheet.
Well, but he's only listened since the Game Night guy stopped.
Exactly.
So anyway, hi Dan. Who does?
Brian.
From Game Night Guys. Oh, hi, Brian from Game Night Guys.
Now, Fatty.
Yes?
You know, you have to live long enough to do, I mean, some of those numbers, you might not be able to make it that far, right?
Well, assuming that Joey Buhecker brings up that I might die, but yeah, at least I'll die trying. Okay. So y'all vote, and we'll announce the results. The consensus of the group here in New Orleans. So y'all, there's lots of chatter in here. Big Fatty, it's the most excitement on your show since you announced you were quitting. Yes, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
I just want to say congratulations. The year that you broadcast absolute silence for 20 minutes is now the second most boring segment you've ever broadcast on a live Pride 48 show.
Oh, my God. I love you so much that I hate you. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, thank you so much for being here tonight. Y'all, the next show up is going to be Archer's Gangbang. Y'all, I know you're going to have a great weekend this weekend, and y'all, it's hot here in Nolens, but it's hotter in Charleston. Y'all, it's really kind of nice to be here in Nolens. And Nessa's having the vapors, and Amy's going, "What the fuck is this?" and you know, you listen to this shit. So anyway, y'all, if you don't tell the chat room, tell the folks here what they should vote for. So anyway, y'all, let's just take it back. Take it back to that first year of Pride 48 for just a couple of seconds here now, shall we?
Big Fatty, can we just not take it back forever?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
Big Fatty, you know, this old gag gets old after a while.
Well, you know, but we're going to do it, you know, because it's tradition. Oh, wait, we've got Joey Buhecker saying something. Anyway,
Big Fatty, you're supposed to do an hour. You don't just do 20 minutes on the live list.
Well, I don't have anything prepared.
Big Fatty, you better get something prepared. You better hurry up because I don't know how to do this shit. Well, I did do that one show, and it really was shit. I mean, oh, it was just terrible. Yes!